When you're feeling down or discouraged, what do you do to feel better? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Scotty with HopeFest 2017, which is a worship concert designed to bring hope to both Christians and non-Christians alike.
I like what you said about worship, and worship is really singing to God. But I think that we can look at one aspect. When I was feeling down, one of the things that I found that helped me is singing. And singing is a very powerful tool where you can feel this release. And when you worship God, when you pray to God, you feel His presence.
And it's beyond singing. It really is something that's beyond what our eyes can see. Worship is where you're releasing and there's a connection from heaven to earth right into your heart. And I would agree with you. When I'm feeling down and discouraged, I need to worship. You know, people say it's like, well, you worship God when you're happy, right? It's like, no, actually, when I'm feeling down, that's when I worship God. There's strength because worshiping God, it's almost like when you want to get filled, you go to the gas station. Worshiping God, it's like going to the gas station, letting the power, the music, letting the words and saying those things, God begins to move in your heart and your walk and your life. And it fills you with such power, revelation, and a connection with Jesus Christ. I mean, that's me. I love it.
And I know that whenever the children of Israel were in trouble, the first thing that they would have is to worship the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 20:22, they had enemies that were against them. But as they worship, it says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. So right when they started singing and worshiping and praise, God defeated their enemies. So if you're having a hard time, just call out to Him, worship Him, praise Him. Let's hear what Scotty has to say after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents HopeFest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. HopeFest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to HopeFest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at HopeFest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And with us is Scotty with HopeFest, and he's going to share with us an exciting thing that's going to be happening here in Denver. So let's welcome him to the show. Scotty, thanks for being with us.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I understand that you have been putting on events for the last few years in Denver, and this year you have something going on called HopeFest. Can you tell me a little bit about the background and what got you started in planning this event?
Sure. I've actually been involved in Christian music festivals across the United States every summer with the Christian festival circuit, but not on the planning and operations side as an artist manager. Some of my bands have played the largest Christian festivals across the United States. That's kind of how this concept came about, that we were kind of firsthand experiencing these large festivals across the country. And I noticed pretty quickly that the model was starting to break, that it wasn't working the way that it used to, and that there needed to be some kind of a change. So that's what drove us as far as the operational side to start to plan HopeFest. And, you know, the spiritual side is something completely different, but operationally, that's what drove us originally to plan the festival.
Well, it's amazing how God uses things where we plan one way, but then we begin to shift. But it seems like the Lord was shifting something because you called it HopeFest. Can you tell me a little bit about what your hope is for HopeFest for this year?
Absolutely. We're living in a world right now that has so many broken people. It's not just unsaved or unchurched people, but our fellow Christian brothers and sisters that still feel like they're broken and hurting. And I definitely was one of them until very recent. And so, you know, what I wanted to do, what God really put on our heart was that we needed to put a festival or some kind of an event together where we could love on people, where we could seriously spread a clear message of Jesus's love to people that are broken and hurting, and that that is what would give them hope, true hope in this life, because that's the only hope. The only hope in this life is a life with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So true. Powerful. And that's what's so cool about the Lord is that when we receive Jesus, it's not just about getting to heaven. It's about becoming born again, made new. And so when we have him, we have hope because we don't have to live in the past and all the hurts and the pains that we've been through, but we get a new start to life. What's cool about what you guys are doing is not only will there be bands, which I want to talk about that. I want to know who's all going to be there, but you're also including a message. And what's important is whoever's listening out there, if you're even thinking about going to Hope Fest, we would highly suggest that you invite a family member or a friend who does not know the Lord, because there's going to be messages of hope and there's going to be the gospel presentation.
And if you know someone who is just struggling with something, maybe struggling with their faith, maybe, you know, I mean, we're living in a society today that is so secular that it's almost like people treat like God is not real, or, you know, like, well, God is such a weird medieval thinking, but it's not. Jesus is so modern, he'll blow us away.
Yeah, it's not old news. It's the good news, and the good news is never old. So, Scotty, at this Hope Fest, what artists will be there? And then also, I know we'll be there to share a word, but tell me a little bit more about who you'll have.
Absolutely. Just to kind of reiterate, you know, the purpose of the festival, a lot of the misconception is that Christian festivals only attract Christian people. But, you know, we know from experience that that is not the case, that many believers utilize the opportunity at Christian festivals to bring the unsaved in a non-threatening environment where they can come in and listen to some music in a park-like atmosphere, and that they can get a gospel message, you know, in a way that they can understand. And so we're praying that, exactly like you said, Kathleen, that people would bring neighbors, they would bring friends, they would utilize this event to bring somebody who needs to hear a gospel message. Or on the other side of that, for Christians that just are not where they need to be in their walk, where they just feel like, you know, they're lost, or where they feel like they're distanced from God. And, you know, to get that clear message of, hey, you know, God has never left you. You may feel like you've walked away from God, but he's still right there on your side, you know, holding your right hand, and he's gone before you everywhere. So we just want to make that super clear that, yeah, we're super blessed to have an amazing lineup of artists joining us and speakers. But the overall message of the Hope Fest is that you're going to get a gospel message. And we really hope that if you are a believer, that you leave strengthened and rededicated in your walk. And that's really what it's about. But as far as artists goes, we have Brit Nicole, who is phenomenal, has gold records and is just doing great. In fact, she just was one of the headliners on Winter Jam. We have Family Force 5, who is just always fun and always just brings a ton of energy. And, you know, Family Force 5 is an incredible band, for me anyway, in the Christian industry, because, you know, there is perception from people outside of Christian music that go, well, there's just not really any fun music. And so you see a band like Family Force 5 get up there, which is, you know, three of them are actual brothers, and they just have a great time spreading a positive message of love and hope and enjoying this life. So we also have Building 429, who's just been doing amazing things. They've also been a Winter Jam band. Colton Dixon, who everybody knows from American Idol, and just released a new album called Identity that is unbelievable. If you haven't heard it, it's just full of incredible songs with great messages.
That's amazing.
We have Red. Red is just one of the top active rock bands in the Christian industry, next to the Skillet and bands like that. And then we have OBB, which comes from Chris Tomlin's church, three brothers that were on that worship band down there.
Wow. Oh, man. And with all these artists, it would be nice if we could say, everyone just come for free. But what I like about what you're doing is it's very feasible as far as the price goes, because everything takes money. It takes money to make this happen.
Yeah,
and so it's a very good price. It's only $39 a ticket. Is that right?
That's correct. It's $39, and our price doesn't change. We're not like other festivals that have unlimited space, and the incentive to buy is that the sooner that you buy, the cheaper it gets, and the closer you get to the festival, the more expensive it gets. For us, the ticket is $39, and the incentive to buy is that we only had 5,000 tickets to start, so if you don't get a ticket,
quick.
It is probably going to absolutely sell out. But yeah. On top of that, everybody who buys a general admission ticket is going to get a gift backpack with an estimated $50 in value. So we're actually going to give a gift backpack back to our attendees that's worth more than what they paid for the ticket. And inside that backpack will be some great books and literature, some full-length CDs from great Christian artists, and then, you know, little trinkets and things like that.
You know what I really love is that this weekend, it just sounds like when we go, we're going to just be walking out of there with stuff, great artists, but most of all, it sounds like God's going to uplift our hearts to a whole new level of hope. I'm believing that's what's going to happen here at this Hope Fest, and I'm so excited. How do we get a ticket, Scotty?
Yeah, absolutely. You can buy tickets online at www.thehopefest.com. So it's just thehopefest.com.
There's
ticket links on there that will link you out to our ticket site. You can purchase right on there. You can either print them off at home or have them mailed to you physically. But one of the things that we had talked about prior to the show starting, and I absolutely want to say that if you're out there and you want to buy tickets to this festival and you go out and buy, you know, two or four tickets for your family, and you've got somebody that you really want to bring to this festival, and maybe you can't afford to drop another $39 to get them a ticket, reach out to us. If we can provide you a free ticket, an evangelism ticket to give to a neighbor or somebody that you want to be there, we want to do that. We want to bless you with that ticket because we absolutely believe that it's going to be worthwhile for them. And I believe that God's going to honor those who are making a conscious attempt to bring lost people to this festival. And I know that our speakers, obviously, you and Kathleen, both you guys are going to be there speaking, and Rob Singleton from Summit Church, that we're going to present a great gospel message, and we're also going to present a message that's geared towards current believers.
Yeah.
So don't shy away from bringing anybody. We'll be able to speak to everyone, whether it be our speakers, music artists that are there, or our staff and our crowd. I really believe they're going to be great disciples of our message within our own crowd.
Okay, man. Wow. Well, this is wonderful stuff. Again, it's the Hope Fest, and this is going to be June 10th. Get your tickets at thehopefest.com. Thank you so much, Scotty, for being with us. We look forward to seeing you on June 10th.
Absolutely, Kathleen. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you so much for what you're going to do at the Hope Fest, Lord God. And right now, we lift up this event because Colorado needs your hope, Lord God, needs a mighty move. And this nation needs a mighty move of your spirit and just encourage and bring true hope that brings us to the next level in our lives.
Yes.
Father, we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Hope to see you at the Hope Fest. You're listening to Real Life.